KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.
Trademark Sound Machine with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. I'm Jacob Green, here with you live on KCNR Radio, KCNRradio.com, KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It's great to have you with us. 99 degrees and bluebird skies over the ballpark. It is a wonderful night for baseball as we start the countdown towards Saturday Night Lights. Dinbio Sacramento here facing off against Colt 45's Game 2 of this weekend three-game series as Bob Anderson and Todd Conroy exchange lineup cards at home plate with the trio of umpires as well as the bat boy, Oliver, one of the local Little Leaguers getting to bat boy this game. For NBO Sacramento, they'll be giving the baseball to Nathan Don, and he will be facing off against Nate Sheriff of the Colt 45s. For Sheriff, he's a left-handed 6'1", 190 San Marcos native out of Palomar College. Getting the baseball tonight from Bob Anderson in his last start on Friday last night. Sheriff went 5 innings of 1 hit, 1 walk, 7 strikeout baseball. No runs in that contest. He did so on 72 pitches. And the Colt 45s got the win in the 11-8 victory over the Cal State Peloteros. That was back on the 10th of July. Just over a week ago. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. And for NBO Sacramento, it will be Blake Agger to lead things off and playing third base, facing off against Sheriff and the 45s. Jace Cummins will be at first base, batting second. Then Jacob Halseth in the three spot at shortstop. In the cleanup spot, Duncan Hansen will be the catcher, batting fourth. Followed by Adam Vitich in left field, and Javi Avalos, the DH, in that sixth spot, who was a reliever last night for NBO. Then Andrew McIntyre will be behind him in the seventh spot and playing second base. And behind Andrew McIntyre, Drew Hansen, he's in right field. And Emiliano Hanks rounding things out in the ninth spot. He will be patrolling center field. Agger at third, Cummins at first, Halseth at short, Hansen the catcher, Vitich in left, Avalos the DH, McIntyre at second, Hansen in right, and Hanks, the center fielder, batting ninth behind Nathan Gaughan of NBO Sacramento for the Colt 45s. It'll be Timmy Ayers playing left field and leading things off, followed by Preston Conklin batting second. He'll be at short. And then Andrew Mora, who with that home run last night was 4 for 6 in his last 6 at-bats, and all 4 of those hits were home runs. He also had 11 RBIs, or 10 RBIs rather, in those 6 at-bats and 4 home runs. Lucas Pettingill will be back in that DH spot, last night's starting pitcher. He'll be batting 4th as the designated hitter, followed by E.J. Parker in center field batting 5th, and then Rowan Brown back behind the dish in the 6th spot. He's the catcher. And then Adrian Lopez, the Puerto Rico native, will be at third base. And then Bodie Joyner will be at first, followed by Deegan Paulos at second base. Ayers in left, Conklin in short, Mora in right, Pettingill to DH, Parker in center, Brown the catcher, Lopez at third, Joyner at first, and Paulos at second base. Zanizer, Conklin, and Mora homered last night. Zanizer with the inside the park home run, whereas Mora and Conklin punched it over the wall to the right center gap, and then Conklin to the left center gap. Andrew Mora, now if I can math this one out, he is 4 of 10 in his 4 of 11 in his last 11 at bats with a walk and 4 home runs. Even as a stolen base. 4 of 10. Correction. Now, to start things off here, as we look to get underway, it's a right-hand batter to dig in against the lefty Sheriff, who comes set. Live up near his back shoulder infield. at regular depth as we get underway here from Tiger Field. First pitch comes in right on the dot at 7:15. It misses for ball one. Infield playing a regular depth behind Sheriff, with the third baseman Lopez playing a couple steps behind the bag at third, pulled toward the line, two or three steps off the line. The right side of the infield playing back. Ball two delivered now. Right hand batting Agger back in the box with an even stance. Sheriff the lefty kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Lopez, Conklin, Paulos, and Joyner around the horn. And then Ayers, Parker, and Mora left to right field. Shadows just starting to cover foul territory on this third base side, the near side for my view. Here's the 2-1 from Sheriff. Is shot foul, chopped right into the dugout, in and out of the dugout of NBO Sacramento on the first base side. Shadows and about halfway or so creeping across foul territory on the first base side and then covering over home plate as well as the sun starts to dip below the tree line behind us here on this third base side. Sheriff with a new baseball now. Set to deliver the 2-2. The leg kick, the pitch, popped up foul territory, giving chase is Mora, the right fielder, but he's not going to get to it. Lands way beyond him in foul territory. As the count remains, two balls and two strikes.
On duty. Every 45's game.
Appearing in is Sheriff. Comes set, kicks, steals the 2-2. It's the right-hand batter, Agger, is chopped toward the third baseman, Lopez. Gloves, and some hesitation between everyone. The batter not giving it a full 90 up the first baseline. So in the effect of that, Lopez thought it was foul ball, that he just missed it, ends up still making the throw to first, and that's the way our ball game begins, in a very odd way. But out number one, nonetheless, for Jace Cummins, the first baseman, left-hand batter for NBO. Colt 45 is coming into this game at 25-3 on the year, as this fastball catches the bottom of the zone right at the knees, a called strike one. Sheriff comes set from that third base side. The southpaw out of San Marcos, California, kicks and deals the 0-1. Is chopped up the first baseline, grabbed by Sheriff, and a pirouette flip underhand toss to Bodie Joyner on the first base bag in time for the 1-3 put out. Momentarily thought it got called foul by the home plate umpire. Quickly two away for Jacob Halseth, the shortstop of NBO. Halseth last night in that three spot, flew out, walked, grounded out, doubled, and popped out. Open stance for the right-hand batter. Swings on this one, chops it foul. Right back towards some fans on the first base side who couldn't quite handle the heat a little bit above their heads. At strike one on the leadoff man. The 0-1, swing, and a miss.
Swing.
Strike two. Down an 0-2 hole, chokes up a little bit on the bat. Here's the 0-2 from the lefty Sheriff, kicks, steals. Just off the plate. Tough take there from Halston. Decided to lay off, just couldn't quite paint the black. Now Sheriff. Ball tucked behind his back leg. Glove up near his front leg. Now comes set from that third base side. Kicks and deals. Foul back to the screen. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Scoreless top of the first inning here. With two gone and nobody on. Sheriff with the new baseball appearing at Rowan Brown is battery mate. Back behind the dish. Relays the signs as Sheriff nods at approval, comes set, working from that third base side. The 1-2, the late kick. This is up and away. Now we'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Sheriff, in his last start back on the 10th of July, only gave up one walk. The payoff. Swing! And a miss. He doesn't walk him here. And the side is retired as Halseth goes down swinging. That is out number three. We're scoreless with 4:45 coming up in the bottom half here in the first. Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installation by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit ReadingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at ReadingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Left-hand batter, Timmy Ayers, to lead things off, and he takes one up and away for ball one from Nathan Gaughan. Right-hander, about 215, 6 foot or so. That more third base side of the middle part of the rubber, the 1-0 check swing. Ayers goes around on the appeal. 1-1 to the left-hand batting leadoff left fielder, who featured that trademark handshake with the home plate umpire and then also the catcher, Mr. Duncan Hansen. Here's a 1-1 from the righty to the left-hand batting Ayers. Breaking ball drops in there, called strike two. A goose egg in the top half of the first, so we're scoreless here with these Colt 45s due up in Ayers, Conklin, and Mora. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Timmy Ayers. Left-hand batter back in the box with the open stance. Swung on, hit in the air toward right center. Playable for Hansen, giving chase toward the right center gap, and he will make it. Make the catch about medium depth for out number one. And I will bring up Preston Conklin, who had that homer last night right over the left center fence. He was batting in the leadoff spot last night. Homered in the third inning and then tripled in the fifth. He also flew out and grounded out in the first and second and then had a sacrifice fly in the sixth. That was all she wrote for Mr. Conklin, who had a very productive night at the plate. first pitch to him is swung on, popped up toward the parking lot on the first base side, out of play for strike one. Right-hand batter, the Colt 45's rocking the yellow tops, the black lettering, white bottoms, Indio Sacramento gray bottoms with the powder blue long sleeves, the darker blue on the sleeves part, chopped toward the shortstop, gathered there by House, a strong throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout. Shortstop House to the first baseman Cummins. Two away for Andrew Mora, batting in the three spot tonight. Again, cannot be overstated enough. Last Friday night with the hat trick of home runs, including two grand slams. He had 9 RBIs on the night, and then last night picked up right where he left off last weekend and hit a home run out over the right center fence. And it wasn't a swinging out of your socks swing. It was just a little flick of the wrist and got all of the baseball right on the sweet spot of that wooden bat. Punched it over the wall onto the street. The first pitch from the righty is in there for a called strike one. Seen some great growth from Andrew Mora since last year. Going from a disciplined hitter who walked a lot and could get RBIs last year to a 5 home run power hitting first baseman slash right fielder. And again, it's not that he's swinging for the fences every time. It's just he's connecting with the ball and seeing it well. That's what happens when you barrel it like that. A 1-1 count as the righty comes set. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. This is up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike to the lefty. We batted last night in the 5 spot. Got moved up in the lineup. Now the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and fouled back toward the screen. Mora last night. A home run, a ground out to first, a fly out to center, and then a walk and a stolen base. It was pinch hit for by Bodie Joyner in the 13-5 contest that the 45s won last night. They got their 25th win of the year behind Lucas Pettingill. Here's a 2-2 from the righty Nathan Gaughan. Leg kick, the pitch. This is upstairs for ball three. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrew Mora, a sophomore, 6'4", 195, out of Lemoore and Reedley College. Coming set is gone. Kicks, delivers. This is low and away, and Mora works a walk. Not biting on that breaking ball. That will bring up Lucas Pettingill, the DH, who last night was a pitcher and then DH after getting taken out of the game after 6 innings. Four-hit baseball, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He threw 90 pitches in those 6 innings. Had an absolutely stellar start. DJ Parker on deck should the line keep moving. It's the first pitch of the righty Pettingill with that even stance deep in the box. Mora deking the pitcher. Got about a third of the way towards second. Retraced his steps. Pettingill took that pitch for a ball. One out count. Quick move back to first. And Mora crawling back. Slid in and didn't really slide as much as he would have wanted to. Ended up having to, like, basically prop himself back up and just a half crawl to get the rest of the way there. Came up just short of that first base bag. 1-0 count still. Mora being held on by the first baseman Cummins. The 1-0 Mora, a huge jump. The ball skips all the way back to the backstop. And Mora slides in safely. With no throw, gets the second on the stolen base slash wild pitch. Would have been safe regardless, if you ask my humble opinion. Just got a huge jump on the pitcher. He was about a third of the way to second base by the time the pitcher went into his full delivery. Now dancing off the bag at second is Mora. Here's the 2-0 from Gaughan. This is off the plate outside with a fastball. 3 balls and no strikes. Pettingill last night didn't do a lot of extending the at-bats. Out of 3-0 right there at the belt on the outside corner. And he is, in fact, doing so here. Not that he was swinging away at pitches out of the zone last night. There's the 3-1 from Gaughan. Swing and a miss for strike two. Top Pettingill off timing. Caught him off guard, rather, with the timing. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runner on second. In scoring position here in a scoreless bottom of the first. The second baseman, McIntyre, keeping him close. The pitch to Pettingill swung on and missed. Gaughan rallies back in the at-bat and gets the K as Mora is stranded at second base. We're scoreless through one here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. When you need help fast, Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions here in Reading and the surrounding areas.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service? Modern day solution.
When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Reading Heating and Air. You can count on.
It is the top of the second inning here of a scoreless ball game. It's going to be Hansen, Zatich, and Avalos due up for NBO Sacramento. Right-hand batter with the old-school stirrups, the backstop. Left-on-right matchup here. Now the 1-0 after the first pitch misses. The righty. One ball and one strike as Sheriff kicks and deals, foul tip off the glove of Brown. One ball and two strikes to the right-hand batting catcher. One, two, fouled up and off the screen. Duncan Hansen in the cleanup spot tonight. Did not get a at-bat last night. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Scherz. It's hit in the air toward right. Some opposite field powers. Moore gives chase to the warning track, right to the wall, and it will go off the wall and pair them foul outside the field of play. But called a ground rule double. Might have, not sure what it hit off of out there. There might be something bounced off of, or not sure exactly, but it hit right off of where the wall juts in, as a courtesy runner will be granted for Duncan Hansen, the catcher. So ground rule double, but nearly hit it out, hit it toward the about 15 foot section of wall that's set to 310, and then a 45 degree angle back out as the wall wraps around the entire outfield and moves toward that 370 mark in right center field, as the left hand batting the titch takes a call to strike. Left-hand batter, left-on-left matchup. This is low and away. 1-1. Sheriff checks the runner at second. Conklin, the shortstop, trying to keep him close. This one's chopped sky high toward the second baseman on a hop. Loved by Paulus. Quick throw to first in time. That's Christian Stella, the courtesy runner, moving over to third. As the titch gets the job done, hits it to the right side of the infield to move the runner on over. On the 4-3 put out by Paulus. Now it's the right-hand batting Javi Avalos, the DH, who pitched the final inning of last night's contest. First pitch to him is swung on and missed for strike one. The pitch last night, ground up to the pitcher, then first and a line out to left, and then doubled. So a 1-for-4 night, but hit the ball hard. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Sheriff with one out. Foul back to the screen. Push the count 0-2 to Avalos.
Foul ball brought to you by J.F. Shea.
About a 6'4" right-hand batter. Oh, 0-2 on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Avalos did not agree with the call, but down a look and he goes for out number two. That will bring up Andrew McIntyre, the second baseman. McIntyre last night a ground out, a strikeout swinging, and then got to first on a K/wild pitch and then struck out looking. So a trio of strikeouts last night for the right-hand batter who takes a called strike one at the bottom of the zone. McIntyre eventually will play third base last night, and then I believe he got moved over to second base. Makes this one for a called strike one. Called ball, rather. 1-1. Sheriff kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Tried to time it right with the off speed, but just missed it, was a tad late on it. Now you wonder if Sheriff is going to go back to the heater here. Kind of front door breaking ball. Here's the 1-2 from Sheriff. This is low and away with the breaking ball to push the count 2-2. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball just misses inside. I don't believe it was low. It had to be inside. That's the only way it could have missed. Shadows crawling across the whole infield now, except for that part between where the second baseman plays and the shortstop. Outfield shaded a couple of steps to right. Here's the payoff. Misses low in the dirt. That will put runners at the corners. Sheriff gives up the free pass. DJ Parker shifts back to straight up in center. As the left-hand batting right fielder Drew Hansen will step up to the plate. With the runners at the corners as they take their leads. First pitch on the outside corner. Called strike one. Sheriff with a deep breath. Kicks and deals from the third base side. As chops foul back toward us. And into the netting. A still night. Here at Tiger Field, bluebird skies up above the ballpark, as I talked about in the pregame show, but 99 degrees, and it does not feel like it. It's a beautiful night for baseball yet again here at Tiger Field, mimicking last night's weather almost completely. The 0-2 from Sheriff, this is way upstairs, a breaking ball that didn't drop back into the zone, or really fully break. To the left-hand batting, Drew Hansen, who readies. Sheriff checks the runners, kicks, and deals. Swing! And a miss! And the side is retired. A couple of K's in the inning for Sheriff. He gets out of the jam and pitches around the traffic. Two stranded aboard as NBO threatens, but they fail to score here at the top of the second inning. We're scoreless as we head to the home half of the second. Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at ReadingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
DJ Parker working in an 0-1 count as Don kicks and deals. This is up and in near the hands of DJ Parker. One ball and one strike to the Seattle native. Last in college and headed to Hawaii Pacific University, a D2 out on the island. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chase one way low and away, and he knew it. He's going to go for a little saunter outside the box and readjust his batting gloves. Now steps back in. Parker last night was a triple and a home run short of the cycle. Started off hot. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball ducking out of the way. Goes all the way to the backstop. Started off 2-for-2 with a double and then the single, but then a little bit of a quieter night from there with a fly out, a walk, and then a ground out. Still a 2-for-5 night with a walk is not a bad night at the plate by any means. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out and nobody on here in the bottom of the second in a scoreless ball game. The 2-2, check swing and no appeal. Appeal to first, the answer is no. Didn't even really get the hands even slightly extended. Held up in plenty of time. Just a slight breeze now at the old ballpark in Redding. Now the payoff to DJ Parker. The 3-2. This is up high, and Parker will take first base on the walk. It's originally down in the count 0-2 and rallied back as bad boy Oliver will to go chase down a baseball bat on the third base side. Now it's the left-hand batting Rowan Brown to the plate with DJ Parker likely getting given the green light at first. And with the left-hand batter, a lot harder for Duncan Hansen, the catcher, to make a back pick down to first to keep Parker even more honest than Nathan Gaughan is probably going to want to keep him. Quick move back to first, and Parker immediately taken off. He's about 5 steps toward second, now goes to the second baseman covering second, chasing Parker back toward first. Parker into a dive, comes up a little bit short, and is tagged out by the full extension of McIntyre, the second baseman. What a sequence. DJ Parker just not even got caught sleeping, but he had such a, well, a quote-unquote good jump that it looked like Gaughan was about to deliver home, ends up making a move to first. Strong throw, the first baseman waiting as long as he could to make a throw to second. Makes the throw to second, where the shortstop, Halseth, actually made the play to tag out Parker, not the second baseman. Here's a swing and a miss to Rowan Brown for strike one. So caught stealing on the pitcher to first base to shortstop. So a 1-3-6. And Parker just almost got back to first, but ended up diving in head first a little bit short of the bag. And a diving play by the shortstop, a phenomenal effort. No balls and two strikes now after this one catches the zone. And an 0-2 hole is a left-hand batting backstop, Rowan Brown. The 0-2 from the righty, gone. This is high. That's something you don't see. I don't think we've seen actually this season at all from DJ Parker was a little base running error. Just took off too soon, and when you're at first base with that lead, you're taught to watch the back foot of the pitcher because it will indicate whether or not he's going to move toward first to pick you off or if he's going to deliver toward home. Here's the 1-2. Waved at, swung on and missed by Brown, and he goes down on strikes. Four out number two. And the indicator is if that back heel lifts, he's going to make a move toward first. If it stays flat on the pitching rubber in the dirt, he's going toward home. But some lefties have gotten very finessey with it and been able to throw without moving their back foot at all. Righties, it's a lot harder because you have to reposition those shoulders, so you're automatically going to lift. But it's just a matter of how long you can make the how long you can make that throw over before your back heel comes up. How much you're able to twist your body and everything. First pitch to Lopez, misses for ball one. And in this case, Gaughan did a great job of waiting as long as he could to move that back heel. Caught Parker off guard. There's the 1-0 to the right-hand batting Lopez. Misses low. Lopez last night was a courtesy runner for Rowan Brown. Came around to score twice, of the three times that Mr. Rowan Brown got on base. There's a 2-0 delivery from the righty gone. He kicks and deals with the outfield, shaded a couple of steps toward left. It's going to go off the elbow guard of Lopez. He'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch. And I think that's actually something we did not have last night at all, was a hit batsman. That might be the first game this year that we've called where there was no hit batsman. There was a lot of walks and free passes still, but no hit batsman as Lopez gets aboard. I'll bring up Bodie Joyner. First baseman, 6'4", 220 out of McKinleyville, California, in the University of Jamestown. Open stance deep in the right-hand batter's box for the first baseman. Runner goes, huge jump, pitch taken outside, throw down by the catcher. Hansen is not in time. Adrian Lopez steals second base. And got a good jump off the pitcher, picking the first pitch to go on rather than waiting a little bit in the at-bat. Now the 1-0 to Joyner, the righty. Lopez being kept close at second by McIntyre. Playing a little game of cat and mouse is gone. Keeps checking over. The 1-0 to Joyner misses low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes with two outs here in a scoreless bottom of the second. The 2-0 is hit in the air towards foul territory, giving chase to the right fielder and the first baseman, but it's going to land out toward the batting cages out there in the bullpen of NBO out of play for strike one. Mile high pop-up, but way out of play. Hansen was shaded toward left, along with the rest of the outfield, about five or six steps. Joyner with that opposite field foul ball. Now at the wide open stance, Joyner readies as Nathan Gaughan, the righty, checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Gaughan readies, gets his sign. Lopez dancing off the bag at second. Here's a 2-2. This is up near the face of Joyner, who turns away from it for ball three. Deacon Paulus on deck should the line continue to move. Gaughan peering in. Now readies from that third base side. Comes set, checks the runner. Kicks, steals the payoff. This is inside the Joyner, turning away from it. But runners at first and second. A walk, a hit batsman, and another walk. And now there's runners at first and second for the 45s. Deegan Paulus to the plate in that 9 spot last night as well. Grounded to short, singled, popped out, and walked. Right-hand batter, the infield plays behind the runners. The second baseman, McIntyre, dancing around near that second base bag as this one misses way up and into Paulus. Now, Duncan Hansen, the catcher, is going to go out and hand-deliver this baseball to his pitcher. As Gaughan, the pitcher, does some landscaping on the front slope of the mound. Just kind of making sure he doesn't lose his footing. Might be part of the problem. This confabulation comes to a close. And Duncan Hansen will make his way back behind home plate, rocking the new school catcher's mask, the hockey goalie style, not the old school flip-down mask. over the backward helmet. Timmy Ayers on deck as Paulo's working a 1-0 count with runners at first and second. They take their leads. Lopez from second, Joyner from first. The 1-0. This is upstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Gone peering in, bending at the waist. Now comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-0 after checking the lead runner at second. And delivers a fastball on the outside corner right at the knees. Makes the count two balls and one strike. Shadows covering nearly all of the field now except for deep center field and where the center fielder is playing in left center. About six steps to the left of the 406 sign straight away. The 2-1 misses way up and in for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Paulos. Then shadows in straight up right field. Some splotches of sun out there. The outfield shaded toward left. The 3-1 to the right-hand batting second baseman for the 45s. Right there on the outside corner. Called strike two. Fill the count up. The third batter of five faced this inning for Nathan Gaughan that has worked the count full. Gaughan peering in. The bearded right-hander comes set. Kicks and deals the payoff. Misses low, ball four, and Paulos works a walk. That will load the bases for the top of the order in Timmy Ayers. It hasn't been the fact that the 45s have gotten a hit. It's just the fact that the 45s have worked these at-bats as Nathan Gaughan will now start his second trip through the order. Timmy Ayers, who flew out to right his first time up, will dig in. Left-hand batter with the open stance. The first pitch from the righty gone. Right through the heart for called strike one. And with two outs, the runners can break on contact, which is a huge advantage here. There's an extra base hit. Anything hit to the gap, Deegan Paulos will likely be able to score on. And anything just dunked into the outfield for a clean single, clean base hit, he'll be able to at least get to third. You would assume there's a line shot toward the shortstop gliding to his right and snares it for the out. A great read from the shortstop on the sinking line drive. Halseth moving to his right toward the 5-6 hole, able to squeeze it. Four out number three. The Colt 45 is threatened, but they fail to score. They leave three here on KCNR. We're scoreless through two complete. Stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost, no profit.
Wait, at cost?
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
An 0-2 count after the strike and then foul ball to the center fielder Emiliano Hanks of NBO. Hanks last night batted in that second spot and did the catching. Now a 1-2 count after Sheriff misses. Sheriff readies, kicks, and deals with the infield back. Waved at the breaking ball in the dirt and picked by Rowan Brown for out number one. Hanks swings and misses. He's the fourth strikeout victim of Mr. Sheriff tonight. Now we'll bring up the top of the order in Blake Agger. Right-hand batter who grounded out to third his first time up. Well, the caveat to that would be the fact that he thought it was a foul ball. Check swing, doesn't matter, called strike one. No balls and one strike. Sheriff kicks and deals. Foul back to the screen.
Thank you. It's time up for the Disney Pathways. Move to the gate client, hopefully.
No balls and two strikes now. The 0-2 misses in the dirt. One ball and two strikes to the top of the order. In Agger. Sheriff peering in, gets assigned. Shadows covering all of the field of play now, except for parts of the wall. A 1-2. Breaking ball just misses inside. Here in the top of the third inning of a scoreless ball game, the Colt 45 is threatened in the bottom half of the second, but just couldn't get a hit to go along with all those walks. The 2-2, fouled back and out of play toward the parking lot. This count holds at two balls and two strikes.
Still looking for Liam Chuck.
A 2-2 delivery again, fouled off the shin of Brown.
That foul ball brought to you by C.R. Gibbs, American Grill, Loma, the Pink Shrimp Bowl.
Quick look at his third base coach is Agger. Now steps back into the box. And readies. Sheriff. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. Rear back through a fastball by him with some high octane to get his fifth strikeout of the night. Now we'll bring up Jace Cummins with two outs and nobody on. Here in a scoreless top of the third. Left-hand batter takes a called ball. A sheriff comes set, kicks, steals the 1-0 on the outer half. It's a fastball in there. 1-1. So 1-1 misses low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike. This one's shot foul down the third baseline.
That's right, foul ball brought to you by Ready.
Almost fit it in fair territory.
Mr. Batrose, please get ready.
Two balls and two strikes as the lefty Cummins steps back in. Sheriff kicks and deals a breaking ball that doesn't quite break back over the plate and plunks the back thigh of Cummins, who will take first base on the hit batsman. Again, we didn't have any hit batsmen last night, and already two tonight through two plus. As the right-hand batting Jacob Helseth will step to the plate.
Now batting, everybody's pick the batter, the beer batter.
He struck out swinging his last time up and then had that great play at short to end things in the second. Takes a call, strike one. The 0-1 just misses low. Might have missed off the plate as well, but more so low than off the plate. Slightly open stance for the right-hand batter. The off-speed misses for ball two. Two balls and one strike. With two outs. Runner on first being held on by Joyner. Here in this top of the third of a scoreless ball game. The 2-1 delivery from the lefty Sheriff. This is up and away. Count moves to 3-1. Almost had a 3-up, 3-down inning. Sheriff kicks and deals. Fastball on the outside corner for strike two. 3-2. As this one will miss low for ball four, and a hit batsman and a walk puts runners at first and second. That will bring up Duncan Hansen.
Now batting.
No activity on the Colt 45 pin.
Number 24, Duncan Hansen.
Duncan Hansen had that ground rule double to the opposite field his first time up, rocking the old school powder blue stirrups. Here's the first pitch from the lefty Sheriff. Fastball in the outside corner. A called strike one. The leg kick, the 0-1, fouled back to the screen as Hansen finds himself in an 0-2 hole. No balls and two strikes. Sheriff peers in. As he comes set from that third base side, checks the runners at first and second with the infield playing behind him. The 0-2 is a line shot, sinking line drive toward right center field, and DJ Parker on the move will chase it down, and the side is retired as NBO threatens, but they fail to score. They leave a pair aboard as we are scoreless through 2.5. When you need help, Fast Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trust the local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions in Redding, California, and the surrounding areas.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on.
The bottom of the third here in a scoreless ball game. Jacob Green here with you on KCNRHS Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNRradio.com. Thanks for tuning in as always. Flying solo this weekend in the absence of my color commentator, Spencer Schlange, who took over for me last weekend so I could get out of town on a little vacation. Somewhat. Just had a wedding out of town. I had to make it. Fortunately, have a fantastic commentator such as Mr. Schlange with me to take over when I'm out of the office, as was the case last weekend. Conklin, Mora, and Pettingill do up here in the home half of the third. Here's the first pitch from the righty gone. Kicks and deals. This is low for ball one. Nathan gone. Now with the lights on here at Tiger Field, comes set, kicks and deals the 1-0. There's a line shot toward left, and it's going to be above the left fielder's head off the top of the wall. Playing the carom is Vitaich. Is Vitaich, and Conklin hits the ball hard, but right off the wall, right back to Vitaich, and it's about as hard hit of a single you're going to see that goes off of a wall. Conklin thought he got enough air underneath it for it to get out. And it was over the head of Vitaich. But played the carom perfectly to get it back in quickly. And that is also the first hit of the ball game for the 45s. Conklin being held on by Cummins at first. His first pitch of the left hand hitting. Mora misses wide for ball one. Andrew Mora, I mean, at this point, he's due for a home run. Hasn't had one since last night. The 1-0 delivery from the righty gone. Conklin moves back to first to evade the pickoff attempt. Quick move over there by Gone. Left-hand batter Andrew Mora taps the plate with his bat. Slightly open stance. Catcher sets up away. Here's the 1-0. Conklin goes. Pitch taken low. Throw down to second base on a hop and trickles through. Conklin with the pop-up slide. Holds on to second base as McIntyre, the second baseman, backing up the throw. Kept it from going into the outfield. And Conklin steals second base. Gets into scoring position for Mr. Andrew Mora, who's now working a 2-0 count. The 2-0 delivery. Just off the plate outside for ball three. Seems Nathan Gaughan is pitching a little bit around Andrew Mora. Probably heard the legends of last weekend. Two grand slams in the same game and the hat trick of home runs in that ball game. 9 RBIs to show for it. Then had a home run last night. The 3-0 is a bit up and away for ball four. A four-pitch walk issued to Mora, and he walks for the second time tonight. Now the 45s have something going here for Lucas Pettingill, who struck out his first time up. And last night's start for the 45s, he went 6 innings of 4 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned, 1 walk, 4 Ks on 90 pitches. He got the win in last night's contest, but the 45s would win by a score of 13-5. Infield shifted a pull on the right-hand hitting Pettingill. Takes a called strike one on the outside corner. Second baseman McIntyre shaded back towards second. About 5 to 6 steps off the second base bag, trying to keep Conklin close over there. Third baseman even with the bag at third. Here's the 0-1 whirl and a throwback to second base. Tag applied not in time by the second baseman McIntyre. Andrew McIntyre over there at second base. Holding on Preston Conklin, who's about 4.5, 5 strides off the bag. Gone. Checks the lead runner, Conklin at second. Now kicks and deals, misses high. Throw down to third base on a hop is going to go all the way into left field. Batich up with the ball. Mora will cruise into third as the throw is not going to be in time. Conklin comes around to score, and it's the first run of the ball game as the 45s execute the double steal, and they get 90 extra feet to go with it on the E2. So now a runner at third here in a 1-0 bottom of the third. So used to the 45 scoring in the bottom half of the first and getting out of the gate early. That's not been the case tonight. Here's the 1-1. Swing and miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes as Gaughan peers in with nobody out and Mora on third. DJ Parker on deck. The 1-2 from the righty is fouled up and away into the parking lot. The count holds at 1-2. To the right-hand batting designated hitter in Andrew Mora. And Lucas Pettingill, rather, not Andrew Mora. Gaughan kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball is a line shot through for a base hit. Mora will come in to score. Pettingill will take a wide turn at first, but hold there with the base hit. It's now 2-0 after the RBI single from the designated hitter, Lucas Pettingill. Now DJ Parker to the plate, who walked and then was caught stealing on that very odd pitcher to first to short who chased him down back toward the first base bag. And the lunging tag applied by the shortstop, Halsa. First pitch to Parker. This is low and in the dirt, smothered by Hansen gliding to his right. Ball one to DJ Parker. Hearing its belt is Gaughan. Dancing off the bag at first is Pettingill. Being held on by... There's a 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner. Catches the edge. Makes the count. 1-1. Parker with a slightly open stance.
the 1-1. Is shot back toward the pitcher, handled by Gonnell. Throw to first in time to get Parker, and taking second is Pettingill on the 1-3. Weird chopper that Gone had to wait for it to come down from the clouds, it felt like. Finally got to it and then made a strong throw to first to nab Parker in time. As Rowan Brown, left-hand batter, will step to the plate. Here with one out in the bottom of the third. Two runs in here for the 45s. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Brown struck out swinging his first time up. One ball and no strikes. Houseth keeping Pettingill close at second. In on the hands, chopped up the third baseman, charges, gloves, and strong throw to first. It's not going to be dug out at the other end. It goes all the way into foul territory, and each runner will be granted an extra base. Pettingill comes around to score, and into second base is Rowan Brown, where he'll get courtesy runner in Tyler Zanizer. That'll be an E5. So, second base goes Rowan Brown, which is now Tyler Zanizer acting as the courtesy runner.
Now, Patty, from Bravo, Puerto Rico, playing out of CSC San Bernardino.
As Adrian Lopez will step to the plate, he was hit by a pitch his first time up. Runner on second with one out now. After the ground out to DJ Parker, this one misses for ball one to the right-hand batting Lopez. Infield shifted to pull on the righty, a slightly open stance. Gone, quick move back to second base, goes wide and snagged by McIntyre, keeping it from going into the shallow right center area. Tyler Zanizer, the Kurdish runner at second, had an inside-the-park homer last night that bounced off the wall underneath the Tiger Field scoreboard, and the carom just wasn't played quite correctly by the center fielder. That was James Romanov last night. Here's the 1-0 from Gone. Romanov not in the lineup tonight. The 1-0 is chopped foul down the third baseline. One ball and one strike.
Sierra Pacific Industries, third-generation family-owned forest products company.
With one out. Gone checks the runner at second. Checks again. Now goes home. The 1-1 misses way upstairs. For ball two, ducking out of the way was Lopez. Trying to pitch inside to him. They end up hitting him last at bat earlier in this ballgame. Getting the lights on here at Tiger Field, but not quite ready to take full effect. It'll be in about another inning or so. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Gone checks the runner. It's hit foul out of play toward the parking lot. Two balls and two strikes. Here in the home half of the third. A 2-2 count on Lopez. With one out. The 2-2. Misses low, skips all the way back toward the backstop, and taking third on the wild pitch is Zanizer. Lopez now has a full count. No activity on the NBO bullpen. They used three pitchers last night. Now the payoff. With one out and the runner on third. Gone. Kicks. Deals. This is high. And Lopez will work a walk. put runners at first and second. For Bode Joyner, who also walked earlier in this ball game. Single, a walk, a single, a ground out, an E5, and another walk. It's a 2-0 Colt 45 lead with runners at the corners for Bode Joyner as Todd Conroy will saunter out to the mound and chat things over with his ball club. The whole infield gathered in for this confabulation as they try and slow things down. We'll try and get a ground ball here, get out of the jam. Some sort of a talk, definitely, about if they get a ground ball to short or second, whether or not they'll go for two. Depends on a lot of things. Talk about how they want to pitch to Mr. Bode Joyner, who's a right-hand batter. Everyone makes their way back to their respective spots. With one out here, and runners at the corners. Lopez had that stolen base previously. You have to expect him to be in motion here, and if he's in motion, that means that Pettingill will be, or Zanizer rather, will be in motion from third. Here in this 3-0 ball game. First pitch fouled back to the screen. Both runners acting as though they were going to break for the next bag, but end up staying at their respective bases, especially with the foul ball, of course. Had to retrace their steps regardless. Just trying to deke a throw over to one of the bases so that the other can take off, and NBO Sacramento gets caught on their heels. The high school baseball, easy run across. Gone, quick move back to first, picked by the first baseman, kept it in front of him, Cummins. That was about to be a free 90 feet for Tyler Zanizer at third, if that squeaks through. Trying to keep this game manageable is NBO Sacramento. Joyner with an 0-1 count. NBO Sacramento with middle infielders of Halseth and McIntyre shaded up the middle at double play depth. It's the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen on the first base side. Count moves to 0-2. Joyner walked his first time up. On deck is Deegan Paulos. Here's the 0-2 from Nathan Gaughan. The right-hand hitting Bode Joyner, the first baseman tonight for the 45s. The line shot on a couple of hops and through for a base hit. Zanizer will trot in to score. Rounding second is Lopez. Misplayed in the outfield by the pitch, and he'll slowly make the throw in to hold Lopez at second base as it is now a 4-0 ball game. Bode Joyner, even with the 0-2 count, gets the RBI single. Now we'll bring up Deegan Paulos, who walked his first time up. Deegan Paulos, the Cottonwood native, playing at Sacramento City College. 5'7", 140 for the shortstop slash second baseman. Popped up foul out of play. No balls and one strike. With one out. Infield playing behind the runners at first and second. This pitch taken on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 misses low and away. 1 and 2. Gone, checks the runner's kick, steal, swing, and a miss. Paulo's down on strikes for out number 2. Just couldn't quite catch up to it. Now the ninth batter of the inning, and Timmy Ayers to the plate. With 2 gone. Lopez on second, Joyner on first still. 4 runs across in the inning.
Now batting.
On a couple of walks and
number 5.
A couple of hits, as well as an error. Left hand batting errors. Gone trying to get out of the jam. The righty kicks and deals. On the inside corner, called strike 1. With the sunset and the panoramic view all around us here in Reading. Dropping down to right around 90 degrees. Beautiful night for baseball under the lights. The 0-1 is a line shot through the right side for a base hit. On his horse is the leading runner from second, Lopez. The throw in is not going to be in time from the cutoff man. Cruising into third behind him is Joyner. As Lopez comes around to score, Timmy Ayers delivers and gets the RBI single. A strong hard hit knock into right field for the base hit. Now Preston Conklin to the plate, who started off this inning with that single.
Shortstop, number 16, Preston Conklin.
And he stole second base. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand batter with runners at the corners. Pickoff attempt back toward first is not in time. Ayers diving in with the right hand to the back side of the bag. The outfield shifted to pull on Conklin. Playing no doubles, they're pushed backward a little bit. Especially the center fielder, Hanks. He's about 8 steps to the left of the 406 sign out in straightaway center. First pitch to Conklin is hit in the air toward medium depth center field. The center fielder Hanks calling for it, playable for him, and he'll squeeze it right in straightaway medium depth center field. And the side is retired, but the 45s put 5 runs on the board after 3 complete. It's 5-0. The 45s lead it. Stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readyheatingair.com or call 530-223-1332.
When a heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system install, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Reading Heating and Air, comfort you can count on.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. Breaking the action here. Bob Anderson, the third base umpire, talking. Not sure exactly what, but if anything, Bob Anderson just having a friendly conversation, which is typical of the 45 skipper, at least in this context. Here's a chopper toward the second baseman. Paulo's waiting for the nice hop and flips to first in time for the 4-3 putout on the ditch for out number one. That will bring up Javi Avalos. Sheriff now pitching with the lead. Did a great job by Paulos to wait for that secondary hop. He was going to charge it, but then realized, not even the secondary, the third hop on the chopper, rather, knew it was going to kick up a little bit higher, so decided to wait on the rim of the infield grass, chest high, squeeze it, and then flip to first in time. That's the case of learning the infield and how that ball bounces accordingly, especially with that spin on the chopper from the lefty Adam Vitich, as now the count moves to 1-1 on Avalos, who struck out looking his first time up. The 1-1 misses for ball two. Javi Avalos, the DH for NBO. The 2-1 delivery is chopped toward the shortstop Conklin. Charges, gets around it, off-balance throw toward first, stretch at the other end. In time! A great 6-3 putout. Conklin loses his hat in the process. And what a job by Preston Conklin. That's a very hard play to make. It was a slow roller toward him. Rather than gloving on the backhand, setting your feet, making a strong throw, got around the baseball, got his shoulders positioned toward first base, and made a strong off-balance throw in time for out number two. A couple of groundouts that bring up Andrew McIntyre, the second baseman who walked earlier. There's a line shot into right field for a base hit. Clean piece of hitting to the opposite field for the righty. And NBO's strategy here seems to just be to swing away. Don't sit there in the at-bats and marinate. Just swing at a good pitch that you see. As the left-hand batting Drew Hansen steps to the plate. A little bit of a close stance for the lefty. Runner on first being held on by Joyner. That's McIntyre. First pitch hit in the air, foul out of play. Back over toward the 45 clubhouse.
Iconic institution serving up select six.
For strike one.
Dinsley, Katie.
No balls and one strike to the lefty. Left on left matchup. Disadvantage goes to the batter in this scenario. The 0-1. This is way up high. 1-1. Although Sheriff in this case, he's thrown about 5 pitches. 7, actually. And you're not exactly warm after sitting for a half inning for a fairly long time. Sheriff peers in. Kicks a deal swing and a miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Sheriff, glove at his front hip, now comes set. Kicks and deals with the runner on first. Misses low and away. Corralled by Brown.
Kinsley and Leah are here. Where's Katie and Jake?
2-2. With two outs. The 2-2 is fouled up and away, back behind us out of play. Count holds at 2-2. Sheriff deals the 2-2, skips all the way to the backstop. And taking second base is McIntyre. He'll hold there as Brown chases it down. Three balls and two strikes. Sheriff set to deliver the payoff. Conklin holding the runner close at second. The payoff is a line shot through the right side for a base hit between Joyner and the second baseman. Now rounding third, headed for home with a head first slide, gets in barrel rolling. The throw not in time. It was up the third baseline from the right fielder. Joyner trying to get the ground ball and keep it from going through into the outfield. Was caught in that 4-3 hole on the right side. Eric Winchester is going to walk out to the mound and slow things down for this 45's defense. Try and get them to regather as he gives a couple of shoulder pats to Nate Sheriff, trying to get him to settle back in after starting out the inning very efficiently. Got two outs on two pitches. Runner at second after advancing on the throw with the RBI single. The throw from Mora was just on a hop or two to Brown, the catcher, and it went through the cutoff man, which was supposed to be Andrew Mora in that scenario. He should be camped just to the right of the pitcher's mound on the first base side, about halfway between home and first or so, more so toward the first base side to make that relay throw. But he was so far toward the outfield grass due to trying to chase down that ground ball. That was just on a couple of hops and through between him and Paulus, the second baseman. Now we're back to our regularly scheduled program. As Sheriff peers in, kicks and deals toward the right. He misses low and in for ball one. Emiliano Hanks, who struck out swinging his first time up. Right-hand batter with an even stance deep in the box. Here's the 1-0 from Sheriff. Fouled up and away, out of play. And off of a car, a painfully resounding sound as a couple people wince along with me. Grateful it wasn't my car, though. Put it that way. 5-1 ball game now after that run came around to score. Here's the 1-1 to Emiliano Hanks, last night's catcher. Sheriff checks the runner at second, kicks, deals, misses low and in. Hanks last night grounded out, singled, and struck out twice, and then walked in the ninth before he was stranded there to end the ball game. 2-1 with two outs here in the top of the fourth. The 2-1 is chopped up the third baseline. Charging is Lopez. Strong throw off balance to first in time for the 5-3. A couple of hits, but one run to show for it as they strand one aboard. NBO Sacramento down by a score of 5-1. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Also preloaded, built-in braided USB-C.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers. Apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Mora leading things off. He's walked twice tonight, facing off against the reliever, Ryan Chris. And the Eagles, the 2-1 out of the windup, swinging a foul tip off the mask, I thought, of the catcher. Might have been the arm, actually. He's just going to wear that one. So a tough cookie back there behind the dish, just chilling. Duncan Hansen. Now the 2-2 from the righty Chris. Breaking ball hit in the air toward right. And it will short hop the wall. Snared by the right fielder Hansen. And able to keep it in front of him. He threw Hansen out there in right field, by the way. Not to be confused with Duncan back behind the dish. Or Drew, rather. Take that back. Duncan behind the dish, Drew in right field. My apologies for the confusion. Mora got nearly all of that, just a little bit out in front. And he had a very long and loud single. Move on over to first, not in time. Lucas Pettingill to the plate. Takes a called strike two. Pettingill with the even compact stance. Now kicks and deals on the outside corner for a called strike two. So no balls and two strikes to Pettingill. Runner goes. Huge jump by Mora as the pitch is taken between the shoulder blades of Pettingill. Turning away from it, and he will be granted first base on the painful free pass. Mora not credited with a steal. So another hit batsman.
Now batting.
We'll bring up DJ Parker.
Center fielder, number 8,
DJ
Park.
Right-hand batter. As Pettingill is just going to shake that one off, just try and do all he can to stretch the back. Just kind of loosen up all that. That's going to hurt tomorrow. DJ Parker popping this bunt up, and it's beyond the efforts of Duncan Hansen, the catcher, flipping the mask off and trying to chase it down up the
foul territory on the third base side. And dusting the mask off. Throws it back on. No balls and one strike. DJ Parker showing bunt. Infield playing in, ready to crash the boards. The 0-1 swinging away, and it's got a cutaway foul out of play down the right field side, right toward the bullpen for strike two. Now DJ Parker no longer wanting to bunt. If you bunt it foul with two strikes, it is a strikeout. The only time you can hit the ball foul and be out, at least where it's not hit in the air. Now the 0-2 out of the stretch, breaking ball, turning DJ Parker away from this one for ball one. Breaking ball that just didn't quite break. Checks the runners. The 1-2 from Chris misses low. Two balls and two strikes to DJ Parker. Gone went the first four for NBO. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip held on. DJ Parker didn't hold on to his bat, though. Flings it to the side on accident. Slipped out of his hands. And he goes down in somewhat odd fashion as the bat is actually stuck underneath the netting on this near side. Kind of wedged it in there. And there's, of course, that table that runs on the bottom side of that netting just to keep it tight so no balls to sneak underneath. DJ Parker having to do a little sword in the stone action and get that bat out of there. Had to pull on that joker hard. And that is out number one. Parker down swinging. And correction, gone went three innings, my apologies. Three innings, four hits, two earned of the five runs he gave up. Brown takes this one for a called strike one. He walked six and struck out three. And he did so on 77 pitches. Now Brown swinging on this one, hit in the air towards center. A trio going out, and it will fall in no man's land. Gathered by Hanks, the center fielder will huck it back into the cutoff man, who in this case was the first baseman, Tummins, to hold the runners at first, second, and third. Zanizer will go out and be a courtesy runner.
Now
a mile-high pop fly, and Hanks was shifted back and toward left field by a few steps. Had to come charging in. The shortstop, Houseth, and the second baseman, McIntyre, were giving all they could to chase after it, but just couldn't quite get there. It's the first pitch to Adrian Lopez. Misses high for ball one.
Lopez hits a grand slam, and one lucky pad will win $100. Ballpark cash.
One ball and no strikes. You're in a 5-1 ball game. Bases loaded, leaning out of the way of this one is Lopez for ball two. Chris comes set, kicks and deals, swing. Foul tip into the glove of Hansen. 2-1. The 2-1 misses up and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes.
The 3-1 delivery is hitting one twist. Giving chase as Vitich looking up and the grand slam for Lopez. He'll touch them all with the grand salami. And he's blown this game wide open. And with that, one lucky fan gets $100 of cold hard cash. Adrian Lopez barreled it as it headed out onto the street. What a shot from the Puerto Rico native. Baseball, folks. It is 1-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. We have seen some great offense this weekend so far. A handful of home runs as Bode Joyner will step to the plate now. Adrian Lopez playing the hot corner tonight, and wow. Joyner takes outside for ball one. The 1-0 misses wide for ball two. So this one's hitting there towards center, playable for the center fielder Hanks, who loses it to the legs. That's going to fall in front of him as Joyner will cruise around first and hold there with the single, but it'll be ruled an E8 for sure. It's being tracked by the center fielder Hanks, had it right there and then just couldn't find it in the lights. And the inning continues. It will be Deegan Paulos to the plate.
0-8-6-2-7.
With one out. NBO a double play away, and the fans a little bit trigger happy on that. They heard a baseball getting hit with a bat and thought it was going to be out of the park. As this one goes all the way back to the screen, Joyner will take second base on the wild pitch.
Head on up to the announcers there and play your $100 award.
One ball and no strikes. Foul tips. Goes up the third baseline. Paulus has walked and struck out tonight.
Ticket number 08627.
One ball and one strike to the second baseman. Here's the 1-1. It's a line shot toward left, giving chase. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Playing the carom, rounding third now is Joyner. Paulus will cruise into second base with a stand-up double off the left field wall as the 45s hit double digits. It's now 10-1. Left hand hitting Timmy Ayers to the plate, a Rockland, California native.
KCNR Shasta ready.
Next, a call strike one here on KCNR Shasta.